USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A day after a massive fire damages the iconic Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, there's some good news today. French companies and billionaires have so far pledged over $680 million for the rebuilding effort, and a lot of the cathedral's most well-known relics are said to be safe. Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders confronting the fact that now he himself is a millionaire.
And that money in my case, in my wife's case, it came from a book that I wrote. Pretty good book. You might want to read it. It's a bestseller, sold all over the world, and we made money. So if anyone thinks that I should apologize for writing a best-selling book, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it.
But during that Fox News town hall last night, Sanders would not commit to paying his proposed 52% income tax plan that he thinks top earners should face. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump's getting ready for what's expected to be the Thursday release of the full Mueller report. In a tweet this morning, the president says, quote, no collusion, no obstruction. In a letter to Congress late last month, Attorney General William Barr noted special counsel Robert Mueller did not find evidence of collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. But Mueller did not exonerate Trump on obstruction of justice.
America has a choice. New Hampshire, 2019. Better America starts here.
That's the first Republican candidate to step up and say he's going to challenge President Trump for the GOP nomination in 2020. Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld making his announcement in a video saying that he had a record of leading a traditionally blue state as a Republican. He goes on to say that America deserves better before playing clips of controversial statements made by President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump provides an update on trade negotiations with China. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
Taking part in a roundtable on tax reform and the economy in Minnesota, President Donald Trump said trade talks with China are progressing.
We're doing well in the negotiation. It's very comprehensive in the sense that it's a very complete negotiation. We're talking about theft of intellectual property. We're talking about so many other things, but we're also talking about the farmers and the ranchers and people that have not been treated fairly.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told an audience at the London School of Economics Monday the United States missed an opportunity to gain economic leverage over China when it opted to put tariffs on the European Union rather than join forces with it.
Measles cases surging still across the United States as the CDC's reporting the number of measles cases has jumped nearly 20% in less than 2 weeks. The agency confirming that more than 500 cases across 20 states were reported this year so far. In New York City, there have been at least 285 reported cases of them since October. The Seattle Seahawks making quarterback Russell Wilson the highest-paid player in the NFL. Reports are the 30-year-old QB's agreed to a 4-year, $140 million contract extension, surpassing the annual average of Packers QB Aaron Rodgers and keeping Wilson with Seattle through the 2023 season. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.